She may have been an imaginary figure, but she's become one of the world's most famous faces. The girl with the pearl earring was created by Johannes Vermeer in the Dutch city of Delft around 1665, and she's captured people's attention ever since.
With Vermeer, paint never becomes paint. When you look at his paintings, and also when you look at the girl with the pearl, you can never see paint. You see a woman looking at you, and there's a lot of mystery around it.
With an average of 2 paintings a year, Vermeer may have not been prolific, but all his work has made an impact. A master of light and color, he used techniques experts are still trying to understand today.
Vermeer is the first one who painted blue shadows. Yeah, incredible. So we have a lot of paintings here in this exhibition where you can see this. And also he was the first one to make shadows in the face green. This is so special. It makes also this painting so beautiful that you love to see this sparkling breath there in the foreground of this painting.
Weber, who studied Vermeer for many years, believes the master learned his techniques from looking into a camera obscura, a dark box in which objects are reflected through a small beam of light.
Little stories perfectly captured and frozen in time 4 centuries ago and are all coming together here for the first time in the Rijksmuseum. Their serene stillness draws viewers into 17th century lives. But despite using modern techniques to unravel the thoughts behind Vermeer's work, one layer at a time, the master himself remains a mystery. Or could it be him?
There's some speculation that this could be his only self-portrait, in tradition of other masters painted, looking at their audience. But it's only a guess. The master, also called the Sphinx of Delft because of his obscurity, did not leave much personal history. By scanning Vermeer's paintings, Anna Krekeler and her team got a unique glimpse into how they were created.
This is a way to look over his shoulder, in a way, when he's painting, so we know which materials he used and we know how he started his composition and how he ended up. And of course, we will never totally understand him.
As a true perfectionist, he made a lot of changes before he decided on his final compositions, resulting in paintings that 350 years after his death, at the age of 43, are still speaking to us. Stap Vaassen, Al Jazeera, in Amsterdam.